Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, and welcome to this chapter of Turn the Page podcast, Syosset Public Library's podcast. I am one of your hosts today, Stacey Mencher, Reader Services Librarian, and I am with...
This is Evelyn Hershkowitz, also Reader Services Librarian.
And Jessica, Community Engagement Specialist and Librarian.
And we're here excited to talk to best-selling author...
Barry LaPena.
Yay!
Welcome. How exciting. I think when your name came up on the roster, we all jumped really quickly. When it, you know, yeah. we get press releases from the publishers and, you know, queries as to whether or not we want to do an interview. And all three of us were like, yes!
Yeah. So you guys had already responded because it must have been like a day like today where I come in late, so I don't always check my email first thing in the morning. But I was like, oh my God, she's super popular. All our patrons love her.
We can't keep your books on the shelf. They fly out.
That's so good to hear.
Yeah. We multiple copies. So
yeah.
Oh good.
Yeah. So your new book, The End of Her, I read it. It was so good. What a thriller. The twists and the turns and everything that happens is just great. Do you want to just tell our audience a little bit about it? Because I don't want to give anything away. So
sure. So the book's about a couple, Patrick and Stephanie, and they have newborn twins with colic, so they're pretty sleep deprived. And then this woman from Patrick's past, her name is Erica, and she shows up and she meets Patrick for a drink, and she basically tries to shake him down for some money because she says that she thinks that his first wife didn't die in a tragic accident like he claims, but that he murdered her. So that's what starts off the story. And so all the way through, we're wondering, did Patrick actually murder his first wife, or was it just a terrible accident? And of course, his new wife has to deal with that question.
Yeah, kind of an unreliable... person, huh?
Yeah. Oh, she's a manipulative, cold-blooded, psychopathic. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. You gotta dig real deep to write that kind of person, huh? I hope she's not based on anybody you know.
No. I make it all up.
Oh, good. I'm so glad because she really is. That Erica is she's a witch.
Yeah.
So I see that you were a lawyer and an English teacher before you turned to writing fiction.
Yes. I was a lawyer briefly. I did not enjoy being a lawyer. I've always liked books and reading and writing. So an English teacher made a lot more sense for me.
And you're in Toronto in the city or the outskirts?
In the city, right downtown.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Toronto's a great city.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
We're really still good. In partial lockdown here.
Oh, you are.
Wow. Yeah.
So how did you make the transition from lawyer to thriller writer? Were you always a thriller reader? Were you a thriller reader? I came into the thriller world late and I cannot get out of it.
You never get out of it. Once you're in, you never get out. I've always been a mystery and thriller reader from the time I was, you know, little, like Nancy Drew and Agatha Christie, like that was my stuff. And then, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a writer and I wanted to write, you know, Nancy Drew stories, like mysteries. And then as I got older, I thought, oh no, I'm not going to be a writer. It's not very practical. So I went to law school and, I really didn't like that. And I thought, well, the only thing I've ever really loved is reading and writing. So I thought I'll be an English teacher. And then I had children. And basically when I stayed home with my kids, I started writing every day. And that's when I started writing seriously. And I started out writing literary fiction, and then after I'd written three of those, I wanted to try thriller. So I did, and that was what I'm sticking with, because it was fun, and it went really well for me.
Is that the couple next door?
Yeah,
that one's hard to keep on the shelf. That one flies out all the time.
As all your books are, but I think all of them are also pretty much staff picks as well.
Thank you.
As a mother of twins who 5 years later is still sleep deprived.
Oh, for you.
I love that you kind of set this thriller at the backdrop of that time period, because you don't happen to have twins yourself, do you?
No, my sister-in-law has twins, but I had a colicky baby and it was hell. It was really difficult.
I mean, it's exhausting enough, and I have no frame of reference because I've never had a singleton myself, but it's just such a weird time period where nothing seems to gel. So sort of setting a thriller in a time period for a couple when time has no meaning. Mm-hmm. What gave you that idea?
Do you know what? I don't know. I just wanted my, especially my female character, to be really sort of off kilter. And, you know, I remember my own experience with sleep deprivation with colic, which went on a long time. It really messes with your head and your perceptions with everything. So I thought, oh, I'll give her a colicky baby. And then I thought, you know, the old rule, just make things worse and worse for your character. So I'll give her twins. Just to make it even harder, you know.
You weren't going to give her triplets, and I appreciate that.
No, that would be too unbelievable. Everything else in my book is believable, but the triplets wouldn't have been believable.
My sister-in-law has triplets. It's believable.
Mine has twins, yeah.
So when did you start writing this book?
This one, I always start writing my new book in May when the first one, the previous one, is in the bag. And then I write till the fall, and then my editors look at it, and then I revise it until the spring.
So it sounds like there must be another one that you're writing now.
I am 45,000 words halfway through the next one.
Does it have a title?
No, we've been trying really hard. I don't have a title yet. Okay. Titles are hard.
Yeah.
Do you usually do titles last for your book, or like the title beforehand?
Yeah, typically we do the titles last, and we get a lot of people involved in the publishing houses. Everybody's throwing titles around, and we have to all like it. So haven't come up with one yet.
Have you found it hard to write during this time period?
I have found it more difficult than usual. I found it harder just to focus on anything during the pandemic. It was really hard, especially in the beginning in March. It was hard to read, it was hard to write. But now I've sort of gotten used to it, and things seem more normal. But it has been hard to focus on things. It's been a very difficult time. And my house is full of family that used to go out. So I don't have an empty house anymore, which makes it harder. If your mom's, you know what I mean.
You have an office at your house that you usually write at, or do you usually go to coffee shops?
Oh, I write at home. Yeah, I cannot. I'm not good in coffee shops. I don't do well with distraction. I'm someone who, I like to get up in the morning, I like an empty house, I like the same place every day, and I don't play music. I'm not good with distraction. It really rattles me. So
you lock yourself away?
Pretty much. I collect do not disturb signs from hotels. So I have them in all these different languages. I got one in Turkey with tassels on it, and I put German ones up and Spanish ones up. And my daughter one day, I had the German one up, and she comes in and knocks on the door. And I said, did you not see the sign on the door? And she says, I don't read German.
Right.
So, when you've got a family, you're always at their disposal, right?
I didn't read the new one yet, but I like that it's set in the same town as someone we know. Mm-hmm. Did you want to put it in the same town?
I did, just because it's easy for me to work in a place that's familiar. I don't have to do all the research on the setting again. But also that town that I've got, Aylesford, it works really well in a lot of ways, because it's like the right size, medium-sized city, but it's also got, the bridges, and it's got the Catskills, and it's got the train into New York. And so there's a lot of, I can do anything there, really. It's not like a really small town. It's not like Manhattan. I mean, it's got a lot of potential.
Have you ever lived in the New York area, or you always been up in Toronto?
No, I've always lived in Canada.
It's a great place to be.
Do you connect with other thriller authors? We recently found out that, what is it, Thriller Fest, Evelyn?
That's
like a thriller convention or some sort of like event.
Yeah. I usually go to Thriller Fest every year. I connect with writers all the time. Of course, there's no travel right now, but typically before the pandemic, I would travel maybe 8 or 9 times a year. So I'd be going to England, I'd be going to New York, I'd be touring in the US, I'd be touring in the UK, and I, you know, I'd go to Iceland or Greece or Beijing or whatever. Like, wow. I used to travel a lot. This year I'm not traveling at all, so it's been very strange. And I'm doing a lot of virtual events. But yeah, like the writing, the crime writing community is very supportive and very friendly. So we all read each other's books and we all know each other, and it's very nice to connect at these festivals, you know, on occasion. So it's nice that way. Yes. So I'll be glad when the pandemic's over and we can all.
Yeah. What's the promotion going to be like for this book now?
It's all virtual. Okay. And I should just mention, if you go on my website, sherrylapena.com, and go to the events page, there are some virtual events there for free that people can join in and see. One's with Harlan Coben.
Oh, great.
One's with me and Lisa Gardner. One's with me and Riley Sager.
Oh, he's awesome. We love him.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a nice guy.
He's a buddy. His publicist poured wine all over me one day at a party. Yeah, no, he's a great guy. He's a lot of fun. And there are virtual events that people can watch. And I've done some festivals that are paid. People pay and watch festivals on Zoom and things like that. But there's no question, it's a very different time. It's there's no way to meet readers. There's no way to go to bookstores.
In some ways, there's good things about it in that you could be in Toronto and we could be in New York and we could have an event with you, and it does, you know, it doesn't require travel, like you were saying, but there really is nothing like being face-to-face, reader and author.
Yeah, and they love to get their books signed, and they love to have selfies.
Right.
So, you know, I get a lot of people on Instagram saying, oh, I really want a signed copy, but I can't be mailing out copies. It's just so time consuming. So, right. You know, maybe next year. But people love to get signed copies, and they always want the picture.
hopefully at Book Expo, hopefully that'll be back next year, because we all missed it year. Yeah. Have you been to Book Expo?
I went a few years ago. Was that the one when it was in Orlando or somewhere in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
This BEA, right? It was the one when the
it's usually in Chicago or New York.
Yeah, I think I went when it was in Florida one year. Was it in Florida?
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, I haven't been for a while. And I'm worried that the big book fairs, because there's so many people in a closed area, it may take quite a long time before they let those come back. Mm. You know, which would be too bad.
It is, because it's something we look forward to every year.
Yeah. Yeah,
we get to stand with our favorite authors and get pictures and selfies and sign books. So.
And it's fun. I mean, that's the reward for all the hard work you do all year long, right?
Right.
I mean, the payoff. I miss that too, because I miss the social stuff.
But we really love speaking to you. This is really exciting. Thrillers are some of our favorite books. I know we've spoken at length about people just, you know, devouring them because they don't, you know, they're quick moving, and when you're distracted, it's a distraction from the distraction.
Yeah, it's an escape for sure.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. And we all need that right now.
Thank you very much.
Oh no, thank you for doing this.
And maybe if we're ever traveling again, I could come see you in person.
We would love that.
We'd love you to come to the library and do a library.
You are always welcome to the library.
Anytime. It's a very short flight from Toronto. My sister lived up there. I flew up.
Yeah. Well, I miss New York, that is for sure.
We are closing this chapter of Turn the Page podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.